Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report on this Wednesday morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Midwest direct hog prices today are called mostly steady, but with mixed undertones, as some plants are nearly full for the week, while others are still looking for additional loads to complete their slaughter schedules. Terminals are called mostly steady tops, from 46.50 to 50.50. Peoria called steady today, with the top price to 46.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, September 12th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 16,823. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60 to $72. The weighted average, $67.63, a loss of 29 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.38 to $55, and the weighted average was $51.56. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,425. The base price range was $60.50 to $71.53. The weighted average was $68.23, a loss of 72 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.82 to $55.13, and the weighted average was $52.23.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area, AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave, and we're definitely into an autumnal weather pattern around the area now, as temperatures today across much of Illinois and Indiana will probably only top out in the upper 60s, which is some 10 degrees below average and much cooler than last year when we were in our seventh day in a row of getting up to 90 or greater. We did have a stretch of hot weather last year in September. Now, during the last 24 hours, there have been some showers and thunderstorms and lots of patches of drizzle. Rainfall heaviest in a couple of pockets in northeastern Illinois. It looks like a few locations got over 2 inches of rain in southeastern LaSalle County. Across much of Grundy County, it looks like some heavy rain fell. Also in eastern Kankakee County, bordering Lake County, Indiana, some locally very heavy rain. There's also a patch in central Iroquois County, just west of Watseka, where it rained hard. Also near Kentland, Indiana, and near Ambia, Indiana, and just west of Fowler, Indiana, through Ambia, Indiana, into the Cheneyville, Illinois area, just east of Hoopston and just south of Hoopston around Rossville. It looks like some heavy rain from some storms yesterday. Meanwhile, since we last spoke yesterday here at WILL, only 1/100 of an inch of rain, so a lot of places not getting a lot of rain. But yesterday afternoon, just east of Champaign-Urbana, some thunderstorms fired up. With the cool, damp weather, maturation rates of the corn and soybeans will really slow down here today. But then warmer, drier weather will be moving in tomorrow and be around Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that will help boost maturation rates for a couple of days. Then we're looking at a cold front that's going to push through the corn belt. It'll push through western areas during the afternoon on Sunday, and then push across Illinois and Indiana early on Monday, the way it looks right now. And that front will then push through Ohio on Tuesday. And with it, some showers and thunderstorms. It looks like at first they'll just be spotty and scattered over much of the western corn belt. It doesn't look like a lot of rain coming with that system, but the rain becomes a little heavier and more widespread as the front pushes eastward into the eastern portions of the corn belt on Tuesday. Now, behind that front, winds will blow rather strongly out of the west-northwest, ushering in some of the coolest air of the season. High temperatures will likely be in the 60s with some sunshine the middle of next week, just to give you an idea of how cold it's going to get. And temperatures will get into that borderline category for frost in the northern plains and upper Midwest once we get into the early part of next week. Now, as far as the threat of frost, the air mass will be cold enough if it clears out enough and the winds die down enough. Right now, it looks like as that colder air comes in, it's going to be rather cloudy and rather breezy. So it may just be a case where temperatures drop into the upper 30s at night and stay in the 40s during the day for a couple of days way up north. So at this point, I'm not anticipating a major frost problem across the Midwest. But as high pressure finally builds into North Dakota on the morning of Thursday, there certainly could be some frost up that way in the upper Midwest. But for Illinois and Indiana, there's no threat of frost anytime soon. It's not showing up on the maps as yet. So we don't have to worry about that here. It would just affect, if at all, some of the fringe areas of the northwestern Midwest. So that's a look at what's going on. Damp today and cool, and then warming up and dry through the weekend, followed by some showers and cooler a change to cooler weather next week, and then dry the middle of next week. It looks like some rain for Rio Grande do Sul during the last 24 hours in southern Brazil, so that'll help the wheat there. But dry conditions continue for the wheat production areas of Argentina, including Cordoba, Santa Fe, and Entre Rios. So we'll have to keep our eyes on that. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 469.5, down a half, last trade down 2. March 477, up a half, last trade down a half. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 389, up a quarter, last trade up a quarter. December 403.25, up 3/4, last trade unchanged. March 420.75, down a quarter, last trade down 1.5. September corn opened at 224, up a half, last trade down 1.25. December 237.75, unchanged, last trade down 1.25. March 252.75, up a quarter, last trade down 1.5. May 260.75, down a quarter, last trade down 1.25. Red line December 284, down a half, last trade down 2. November beans opened at 538.5, unchanged, last trade up a quarter. January 551.75, down a quarter, last trade up 1.25. March 563.75, up a half, last trade up a half. October soybean meal opened at 156.80, up 10, last trade up 50. October soybean oil opened at 24.30, down 1, last trade down 1. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
Well, let us begin with the corn pit yesterday. It was a down day. We had three-week lows, bounced off the 20-day and January lows, couldn't get through either of those. Are we going to go and try the downside again today, or are we going to be a little bit on the choppy side?
I think we'll be on the choppy side. We might start off a little easier, but I think we'll quickly get to the positive side in the really all three, corn, beans, and wheat. Yesterday was pretty ugly. This market's got to be getting pretty overdone on the downside, and now that the dust has settled from yesterday, I would think the like you just described last night was a little lower in corn, a penny or so, but I think we'll probably open the shade easier, but like I said, I think you'll have some bottom pickers coming in here.
Do you think over the next week, though, in the December contract, we might test the 233.5 contract low?
My guess is we're going to play sort of cat and mouse with that figure for quite a while here. I mean, harvest is really just barely getting underway, and we've got plenty of time to be able to go down there and work on that. I do think that it's highly likely that we'll make new lows, but I'd look for us to kind of stabilize here, maybe work up a little bit for a week or two, and eventually work back down there.
In November beans, we actually overnight had a new contract low at 536.75, Clayton.
Yeah, we sure did. Got down there and then firmed up and finished fractionally better. Beans, except for the fact that they're awful cheap compared to corn. I mean, the number that yesterday sure didn't give much hope for the bulls and the beans, and they too, I think, could probably firm up here a little bit. But I certainly think that we'll see lower lows there as well in the next, you know, 2-3 weeks.
December wheat tried its 50-day moving average yesterday, couldn't push through that, so we have an outside day down. There's a gap around 396. Might that be a target?
I think it is, yeah. I think we'll eventually see that. A week or so ago, and I was on with WILL, I said this wheat market was kind of a house of cards, and it's fallen now, and you'll probably see a little bounce there as well, but, boy, I see lower wheat prices ahead as well.
Very quick calls over at the Merck.
Looks a little mixed. I'd say cattle a shade easier, and hogs look a little firm. Those hogs are awful resilient. They keep having those last-minute rallies.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
All right, Dave, thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is located in Champaign, Illinois, and he joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.